So on my blog, I talk a lot about the importance of effective communication. Today, I want to talk to you about how to better communicate upwards. I know that you manage a team of 7 or 8 people, and I know you mentioned that you've seen some challenges some of your team members have. So thank you for your time. And could you tell me a little bit about, from your perspective, why do you think communicating upward is so important to your team members' career advancement?
Well, I think, you know, one big thing is it builds trust from the upper manager down, and having that rapport. It's amazing how if someone up at that level doesn't understand what you're doing, get insight into it, they'll completely like kind of push it off to the side. And a lot of times you just, all the hard work that you do can go unnoticed, even though you think it's being noticed because you're saying something.
Oh.
The challenge is what you're saying is not something they may be listening to.
Or may not translate to mean something important that you...
Correct, checked. Which means why I'm saying they may not be listening to. They've got 20 things that they're looking at every day, especially an executive. An executive is literally... I've heard stories that they're going through 250 to 300 emails a day. Yeah. So that's basically, think about it, information overload at that point. They don't need something more to clutter that process.
So what do you think are sort of some of the common challenges you see your team members when they communicate to you and having difficulty, or when you see them communicating to someone senior? What are some of the things that they're doing that you think people normally kind of do but really shouldn't?
I think two things that I saw was that, you know, they dive into the weeds very quickly about details. And the other thing is rambling on. And what that shows the upper manager or an executive is that they'll tend to have questions about how you organize your thoughts, if you think logically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about presenting. It's about if you can communicate clearly.
Right.
And you don't want them questioning, because if you can't think clearly or if you can't communicate it clearly, their idea is that
you can't think clearly
and you don't have a logical process,
mm-hmm.
which is why the first thing they always ask for is a plan,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they immediately want to see how you organize things and your plan of attack.
Mm-hmm. And what's the second challenge?
Well, those are the two things that I immediately saw. One was diving into the weeds, and the second thing is rambling on.
Oh, I see.
They just continuously talk, and it's like they just keep branching off into different areas of those details.
Do you get the sense that when that happens, yourself or a senior person starts to question whether that person really understands how their work fits into the bigger picture, whether they understand whether they're driving... towards the result you're hoping they're driving towards?
Yeah, I think there can be questions around, you know, if we're on the same page.
Mm.
But I think immediately it's more of a frustration thing. In the immediate, it's frustration that I have no idea what this person is talking about.
And why are they taking up my time?
That's exactly it. That's the second piece.
Great. So if you were going to mentor one of your team members about effective upwork communication, what are some of the, let's say, 3 things that you would recommend that they could do tomorrow if they had to talk to a senior person?
Well, I'll give like one concept with the 3 things or sub points to that. I think the one thing to practice is really being able to succinctly say what you're talking about. And let me give an example. Have a format in your mind. Like what I used to do was have a format practice.
Mm-hmm.
And my format was... number one, setting context for what the discussion would be. Number two, giving any supporting bullet points to that context so that you could fill in the color a little more,
mm-hmm.
for that person. And then the third thing was, what is my ask?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we talking about this, and what do I need from that executive or upper management? There may be some supporting points to those, to that ask.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final piece that you may want to keep in your mind, you may or may not need to, is like a timetable. Sometimes it's like, you know, where you give context around the timetable of why you're doing this, why you need this at this time. So for example, if you need them to act on something, you may not need it exactly at this moment. Mm. We may need it in 3 days because we're on the seventh day. We're going to be launching something.
Okay. Would I be correct to say then that's part of the ask of be specific?
It could be.
In how you ask. So not only ask them to approve something, but say, hey, I need this approval by this time to meet this deadline.
I'd say so. I mean, I think that's fair enough, just so that they can get in their mind, because sometimes, you know, they've got, once again, I've seen executives have 200, 250, 300 emails they're just going through. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they can't wrap their head around that thing immediately. They may need to digest what you're asking, what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps to have, you know, like, some idea of when you need either feedback or what you need from that person.
Would you say that this recommendation is for any form of communication, like email, in person?
I'd say, yeah, that's a good question. I'd say that it, you know, it's a very fundamental, basic way of looking at it for different forms of communication. I mean, one person told me, it might have even been you, I think, that said, I mean, when you communicate to executives, think in slides. And it's really like bulleted form. Now, when I say slides, I don't mean the slides that some people do by writing out every single detail on a slide, which is basically writing a book with bullets.
Mm-hmm.
It's really summarizing your thoughts in a very succinct way and being clear.
And you mentioned succinct. Is there a, like, a, what does that mean? Is there a time you're saying we need to get across something in 30 seconds, in 3 minutes, in 10 minutes?
So I say succinct because, I mean, I believe you need to be clear enough and focused, because if you're not focused, things could go haywire, really. It's like you will not get to where you need to get to.
How long would you take, would you give you one of your team members to give you...
My attention span?
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, a trick that I used to use when I was communicating with my bosses before was, hey, can I grab 3 minutes? I would know what I want to talk about in those 3 minutes, and I would let them drive the process if they wanted it longer or if they let the discussion go longer.
Mm.
Because then they're driving it. They'll ask questions, they'll, you know, and we'll have a discussion. But what happens is, I believe, and maybe this was just for me, but I would disarm them. By saying, I need 3 minutes. Because in their head, they're like, great.
Need to donate three exactly. minutes. And if it-
and the other thing that I felt, and maybe this is just my opinion, they want to know that you're basically in control of mm-hmm. the situation yourself.
I see.
Okay. Now, when you sit down, and this is one thing I was always careful of, and you start asking for too much time, you start tending to ask for direction is what they're really hearing. And you don't want to really get a reputation of this person needs too much direction.
Mm, absolutely.
So that's why I kept very, you know, very brief. And if they wanted to provide more feedback, I always welcomed it because, right. of course, that's what you want,
mm-hmm.
right? And if they gave you more color around it, even better.
Mm.
Because then you got more of their headspace of where they're at. So those were my ways of being able to kind of finesse.
So in my mind, a summary of what you're saying is... come across succinctly and actually set the expectation with anyone senior that, hey, I only need this amount of time, maybe 3 minutes. And in that 3 minutes comes across with three things. One is setting the context. Two is summarizing what you really want to talk to them about with some key bullets, but not all the details.
Just to give them color.
And make sure you actually have a very specific ask so that they know what they're supposed to help you with. But not ask in a way like, can you take care of this problem for me? Because that becomes correct. Then, oh, this person is needing me to carry them.
Correct.
Not this person needs me to guide them. Very correct. Different perception.
Correct. Now, you can use this format. You brought up a very good point, is that you don't want them to solve the problem for you unless there's a very specific thing that you need to escalate and it takes their level. Because,
right.
yes, because that's very important also.
Right.
They need to know that you will escalate
right.
something important to them.
But I think to be able to tell them exactly what you need them to do, like, can you go talk to this person because really your level needs to be there
correct.
To kind of sign off on this.
Correct.
So that they know the details of, it's like a defined task.
Correct.
That they can just do
yeah.
versus an open-ended thing that they have to think about and try to figure out what they should do.
Yeah, and it's really fill in the gap.
Okay.
Right? And where there's a gap, there, they can just get plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
you know, because they'll say, you know, I'm here to help, or, you know, if you need help. And what that really means is, like, you tell me what you need when you need it. I trust that, you know, you're advanced enough.
And how hard was it for you to, like, think about practicing this, I guess, or getting into it? Because you mentioned that you practice this, and when you coach other, you talk about how you did it.
So, I mean, this is a very good question, because actually, I didn't even know the problem existed. I always thought, you know, in when I was a lot younger, I thought it was in reverse. If you showed how much detail you can give, people would be impressed because you knew your stuff. And the reality of it was, that was so counterintuitive to what is needed when you're communicating upwards and managing upwards, that it was a complete mistake. And I mean, that was one of the lessons I learned.
And I love the fact you say 3 minutes, because not only you keep yourself in check of what you understand and really need from the other person, but you're actually also have an open mind to gauge if that person is with you.
Correct.
Because a lot of times some people would just go talk, and they think the other person is with them. And the senior person may never even mention that they're either confused or they feel like this person really needs a lot of help and all that stuff. So that advice is so key, remembering that you only really have 3 minutes of someone's attention.
I think so. And the one commodity that people can't get back is time. That is the most important commodity. And as you go up the levels in rank, time becomes your enemy, right? And it becomes more important to be able to respect someone's time, I find.
Yeah.
More and more.
At the end of the day, it seems like, I don't know if you agree with this, if you communicate effectively upwards, then you are in effect showing that you understand where they come from, which means that you are gradually ready for that level.
I would agree. I would definitely agree. And I think it just builds confidence from the senior manager down to the junior manager.
Great. Thank you for your time.